and views from a not straight perspective. This is Not Straight Cast, episode 32 for January 3rd, 2024. Welcome to Not Straight Cast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Becca.
And Becca, how you doing?
Hi. Merry Christmas.
I know, yes. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. I went over to my coworker's place and met her family, and they kind of adopted me, and it was great.
Aw, that's cute. I went up to my parents' house, and, you know, it was a lot better this year, at least temperature-wise.
Yeah, it wasn't as cold this year. Last year was horrible.
Mm-hmm. I know. It was like negative 11 degrees outside, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah,
my pipes froze. Yeah.
Yeah, we got like an ice storm or
something. My pipes froze in my apartment. I couldn't take a shower, so I actually had to go up to my parents' house to take a shower.
Oh, that's
right. And of course, it was just those 2 days. My sister was supposed to come up. She didn't come up because of that. You know, it was basically, yeah, it screwed up a lot of plans and everything.
Just made Christmas shit the bed that year.
Exactly. Well, this year I went up there and we went over to my grandparents' house for my grandmother's house, actually, for dinner. My grandmother is 102.
Holy mackerel.
And she's still alive and still at it and still kicking, still lives by herself. And
that's amazing.
Still walking around. I mean, granted, it's a lot slower than it was, yeah, you know, when she was 90, you know, but. But it's a good thing there, you know, so.
That's wonderful.
It's kind of weird because I have relatives that are so old and still alive, you know.
Everybody in my family seems to go in their 70s. That's 72, 73. That seems to be about average for both sides of my family.
My parents are in their 70s, and they just took a trip to Colorado from Pittsburgh, and they drove.
Oh, my God. That's a long drive.
I know. Well, they were like, well, we're retired. We don't have to worry about this here. So they're going to take a few days to get out there, like 4 days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
which,
nice. Yeah.
It worked out really well. So, yeah, I was actually kind of surprised when they told me that they were going to drive. I was kind of like, wow.
Yeah, that's ambitious.
I won't even drive there.
Uh-uh, no. Get me on the plane.
Exactly. So, anyways, though, however, at the end of the night there, we had a conversation about something health-wise that happened to me. I'm not going to get into it there, but basically, my stepfather ended up getting kind of like, you know, kind of mean towards me there. Basically, what it was is like, I need to get certain things done in the next year, and they're basically going to cost money, and I need to finance them.
Okay.
But I was like, let me buy the house first before I go ahead and finance what I need to have done. And he's like, no, you need to go ahead and get this done first. Otherwise, you may not be able to buy the house. And I'm kind of like, well, if I do that first, I won't be able to buy the house. So it's kind of like, so we kind of were like, you know, debating there, but it kind of got like really mean spirited to the point where it's kind of like, okay, why are you so worried about this here? And also too, you're not financing this. I am. I'm the one who has to pay for it, not you. So that kind of created a little bit of a riff right at the end of the night.
Oh,
so. But on the other hand there, too, I have to say is that I gave it a few days, you know. I posted something on Facebook, and I originally posted it to public, but I realized very quickly that it's like, this may not be a good idea. So basically, I restricted it to just my mom and my sister. Okay. Which it wasn't even about. It was with my stepfather. And basically, she was like, yeah, you may not want to post it on Facebook. I was like, I don't have it posted on Facebook. You know, and basically said there, I was like, unless you're financing this, you don't have much say in what I'm doing here.
Right. It's kind of like parents sometimes forget their place. Yeah.
Well, long story short, my mom was like, you know, we care deeply about you. And I was like, I know, you know, and it's like, he must apologize. He was like, there's no apology necessary. It's like, let's just take some time, let this all settle down and everything there. And I think my parents only want the best for me. And especially after what happened last year, they thought I was going to die.
Yeah, that was
I'm
probably
still
very
alive.
scary for them.
Exactly. It's like I realize they do care. It's just they also don't realize I'm an adult. I'm a 46-year-old adult.
Yeah.
There's like this saying where it's like, it's not like you ever grow up, you just become a bigger and bigger and bigger kid.
Yeah, sometimes the dynamic just kind of stays that way. My mom was that way too. Like she, no matter how old I got, she'd always treated me like I was still a teenager.
Well, yeah, I would imagine like my mom is in her 70s. My grandmother's 102, so her mom is still alive. Imagine how she feels, But nonetheless, yeah, it was, so there's like a little tit there, but it resolved itself in a good way there. And I do realize they do love me. They do care about me. They only want the best for me. They just have a weird way of showing it sometimes.
I think people do the best that they know how to do in life, whether that's for the good or the bad. But I don't know
Exactly.
that anyone goes into anything, saying, I just want to create problems for this other person. Like I think that it just kind of people know what they know.
Well, it's also, well, did I just burp?
That was one of those sneaky ones.
I went to talk and it just popped out of my mouth. Like laughing at my misfortune, right?
Laughing with you, Joe. I'm laughing
Right?
with you.
I'm laughing at
You're
myself.
so red. You're red as hell. Aw, don't be embarrassed. It happened.
My
At least
God.
it wasn't a fart.
Well, that I would edit out of the podcast, but hello. It's like, anyways, speaking of which here, yeah, so as you're listening to this, here is now the new year, okay? As we're recording this, it's December 30th, so it's not quite the new year yet. So we wanted to talk about New Year's resolution.
Yeah, for sure. I have a new one this year.
What's yours?
So people always, you see, online and stuff, you're like, I'm going to go on a diet. That's my New Year's resolution.
Oh
Or
yes. That's on
I'm
my
gonna,
list.
I'm gonna join the gym, and that peters out by February. My New Year's resolution this year is going to be to speak my truth, meaning that so I have a tendency to keep a lot of my feelings in check, and I don't always talk about them to people. And I notice that it winds up with a lot of assuming and expectations. And I really, after losing my mom, my sister is very precious to me. I mean, she always has been. But like I said in the last episode, we haven't had a whole lot in common, and we've been a little distant for a while, and not that we don't talk or anything, we talk all the time, but we just have two different paths in life, and that's just kind of how it happened. But she had gone to her mother-in-law's for Christmas this year, and it hurt my feelings because I was like, well, this is our first year without our mother, like you're really gonna leave me all alone to celebrate the first Christmas without our mother. And here I was thinking that it just didn't occur to her and it was meaningless to her, and I made all these assumptions. But when I did finally open my mouth and start talking to her, she said that she didn't think that I would care, and she didn't think that that I would be like disinterested, and it didn't bother me one way or the other. And me expressing how much it did hurt and how sad I was about it, it really did bother me. It bothered me a lot. Like
And because nobody was talking, it was kind of like, people were assuming the worst.
And it's like, but like she assumed that I was disinterested in them, and I'm assuming that I wasn't important enough to her. And once we got to talking, it kind of unveiled this whole new, I don't even know what word I'm looking for. I don't, we're building a new relationship now.
That's good news.
Making each other more of a priority, and making an effort to spend more time together. Because, the folks at home, my sister and brother-in-law live in Columbus, Ohio, and we're in Pittsburgh, and that's about 3.5, 4 hour drive, depending. So it isn't like we get to see each other all the time. So, you got to make that effort. And it was a life lesson for me that, you need to speak your mind. Like, otherwise, everything's left to assumption, and feelings get hurt, and they don't need to be. It's
Yeah,
all
exactly.
completely unnecessary if people would just, like myself included, would just open our damn mouths and say how we feel instead of just assuming that the other person knows how we feel.
I mean, basically, the way I look at this whole entire situation is that if I have an issue with you, I'm going to bring it up. But if you respond negatively, it's one of those cases there where I'm much less likely to go ahead there and be, I guess,
Vulnerable again.
yeah, vulnerable again there, because it's kind of like, you hurt me. I'm telling you, you hurt me. And you're like, well, that's fine. Like, to me, that's not fine, you know?
And I think that that's probably part of where it came from that fear of being proven right. Being like
I think also
hurt.
too, family is a different dynamic
It
than
is.
like a friend, for example.
Yeah, for sure. And most of my friends, I'm able to be like, hey, you did this and it was really shitty and it hurt my feelings, and we're able to get through that. But I don't know, with my family, it's just different. I don't know. I made a lot of mistakes. There was a chunk of my time where I was kind of persona non grata, understandably so. And I think a lot of that still creeps up. And that was a long time ago that the stuff I'm referring to had happened, and lots of time and has gone by, and I still have that insecurity there. And I think that's, like I said, is probably what was preventing me from really opening up, was the fear that she was going to say, yeah, I don't really care. But I got the opposite of what I was expecting. Again, expectations.
That was probably one of my biggest things I learned coming out of the hospital, was this kind of like, I had something life-changing happen to me.
Yeah, life altering, yeah, for sure.
And some people were like, oh my God, are you okay? How are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. They're perfectly fine with it there. Didn't treat me any differently. Some people didn't talk to me at all.
Isn't that funny
And yeah, and
how
it
that
was really
happens?
weird. I didn't expect the response I got from some people. It's even like, it's kind of like if I reach out to you and you don't even have the courtesy to reach back out to me, like for example, sending out Christmas cards. I reached out to a bunch of people I thought were friends. There were three people who never responded to my Facebook messages at all. I know they read them.
Yeah,
I
you
didn't
can see
respond to them.
that. Yeah.
And I was kind of like, this is really weird. I considered you a friend, but if you don't even have the courtesy to respond to my message asking me for your address,
Yeah.
and hey, how are you kind of thing, then at that point there, why bother? It's
It takes 2 seconds to answer somebody, too, so.
exactly. And I'm kind of at the point now where it's kind of like, I very much subscribe to the golden rule. It's pretty much, if you treat me well, I will treat you well. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. But if you're an asshole towards me, I'm gonna be an asshole towards you.
Yeah.
Simple as that. And if I'm mad, I'm gonna say something. But and it's kind of like, we can talk and come to an agreement, an apology, an understanding, whatever there. But if you just respond with more, it's kind of like, this is why I'm right and you're wrong kind of thing, then I don't know whether it'd be one of the situations where I would want to continue listening to that, you know? And so, if anything, I'm more likely to cut people out of my life that don't treat me the same way that I treat them.
That's pretty much where I have taken it, and when it comes to just people in general, is that if I'm not receiving the same energy that I'm giving, then like I've gotten to the point with that sort of thing where I don't even confront people anymore. I just
I
push
think it's
out
just
from the
maybe
table.
it may be an age thing. I don't know whether we just our patience has become nil or what.
I definitely have a lot less patience to things that I did 20 years ago. There was a lot of stuff 20 years ago that I put up with now that I would never, never, ever allow in my life now.
And of course, in my resolutions, I say be less judgmental of others, which in that case, there it's kind of like. I think, maybe in this case, I don't know. It's an oxymoron that I wrote that.
I
It's
don't
what I've
know
been
that
saying.
that's less judgmental rather than just protecting your peace, you know.
That, yes. I think you hit it right on the head there. I need to have peace in my life. I need to have not be stressed
Yeah,
out by
I don't
my
think
friends.
that's not being judgmental. That's, you know,
It's
taking.
one thing to be understandable, when your friends are like, oh my God, this bad thing happened to me, and it's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But if you don't talk to me, I can't read your mind. I don't know how you feel,
Right.
So yeah, but basically in this case, I guess really in that regards, I maybe could stand and listen a little more. I don't know. Before making a rash judgment,
I can see that. I can
Yeah.
see that. Yeah.
Or
And
if somebody.
everybody has their story, and everybody has a reason that they do things that they do. It is easy to look at somebody and turn your nose up at something. So I think it takes a lot more emotional maturity to be able to look at something and not be judgmental about it. But even if you're not being judgmental, that also doesn't mean that you have to allow that person in your life.
And I think maybe I just been putting up with too much shit for too long. And in a sense, maybe I'm just
Sick of
reclaiming my
it.
peace. And,
Yeah.
I'll just be honest, I've been through, crap
You
over the past
have.
few years. Yeah. And
You
it's just,
have.
I just need to cut people out of my life who aren't going to add to it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's kind of like
Totally
even like relationships.
understandable.
It's kind of like, the reason why you have a relationship is that person adds to your life, they don't subtract from it. And
Yeah.
if
Yeah.
these people are subtracting from your life instead of adding to it there, it's kind of like it's a case where you may not want to keep pursuing that, I mean,
Yeah.
and people may feel with me, I'm not adding to the life, and that's fine, But yeah, it's I don't know the point I'm trying to get at with this here because
Well,
it's
what are
just
some other resolutions you have?
let's see here. The friendships that I have, I need to foster them more. Like, for example, you invited me over for New Year's Eve, and I'm kind of like a recluse nowadays, I'll be honest with you.
I am too. I'm trying to reach out more and try to spend time with other people too. Like, I like my own company. Like, that's like we were talking before we started recording, you know.
It's just a lot less stressful to not deal with other people anymore. And but in this case, you invited me over for, like dinner and stuff. I was like, yeah, I'll go ahead and do that there. In the past, maybe I wouldn't have gone and done that, but now it's kind of like, sure. I'll put my, because it takes me out of my comfort zone. So
Yeah.
I need to take
Inviting
myself out of
people
my comfort.
over. And yeah, that's getting out of my comfort zone too, is having people over in my space and everything. You can meet Puka.
Oh, yes. I love cats.
She's the sweetest little thing. Like, she's gonna be so happy that everybody's coming to see her.
And also too, like the other things, like most people say, like people, like you were talking about, like the gym before people go to the gym. I already go to the gym, so that's fine. I'll be
Right,
going to the
right,
gym no
right.
matter what. So, but take better care of myself, kind of thing. Be more authentic. Because I think, also too, I have this internalized homophobia that maybe I haven't dealt with to a certain extent. because I sometimes don't feel like I fit in with the LGBTQIA alphabet community.
Yeah, we should talk about that, like on another show.
That could be another whole entire podcast.
Yeah, because I know exactly what you mean. I do.
And I think it's just as I've gotten older that feelings become more exacerbated, which also basically also means that why it's maybe I become more reclusive is that I don't really care to deal with stuff, you know, anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's just a matter of it's kind of like I just don't need any more drama, you know,
Well,
because
yeah,
I get enough of it from other people. Already still, I don't need more of it being created in my own life, you know.
right. Unless you're going to get on some kind of like a dating app, or which is just a nightmare in and of itself. Like you have to, there isn't a whole lot going on for, gay folks in Pittsburgh these days. So you almost have to go to the bars to meet people. And at least for
Yeah.
me, I don't want to deal with a bunch of drunks. Like that's not how I want to.
I don't really drink anymore either, you know. So
I don't either. I had a
yeah.
glass of wine on Christmas. That's probably the
Exactly.
first thing I've had in like probably 6 months.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
exactly same thing with me too.
Yeah.
It's just, you know. And I was even kind of like worried about drinking that glass of wine. But I was kind
Was
of
too.
like,
I'm like, am I gonna
yeah.
get a headache?
Well, speaking of headaches,
Oh, yeah.
my parents did something really cool. I got an Amazon Echo Show 5
I love
for
mine.
Christmas. Oh my God, those things are great. Basically, an Echo Dot with a screen. So my thing was is that I asked it to play Not Straight Cast, NOTSTR8, CAST. It couldn't do it. It played every other podcast in the world except for Not Straight Cast. So I got to thinking about this and I'm like, well, what's going on here? And it kind of dawned on me, it was kind of like maybe the way that I have the podcast, or, you know, I guess the podcast is named, may be an issue because computers don't see NOTSTR8 as being not straight.
Yeah, I could see how that would. Yeah, I guess I wouldn't have thought that, but it makes sense.
So, basically, I'm going to rename the podcast. I hope you're along for the ride.
I'm just here for the food,
So we're going to rename Not Straight Cast to Not Straight Cast.
Except spelling it out though, instead of the
Basically,
eight.
it's instead of it being NOTSTR8 CAST, it's going to be NOTSTRAIGHT CAST, which, to be honest, looks weird to me.
It kind of does. Like the not straight was like a cool little turn,
And I had
you
that for
know.
years. I had that, you know, like back in the days when I had Not Straight TV and we had the
Yeah,
Liberty
yeah,
Broadcast
yeah.
Network and you're doing Sister Shout. I had that, I designed that logo and everything there. And I kept it for so long. And when the podcast came about, I used it for that. And yeah, basically, so but it never dawned on me that people are dumb. And I hate to say that because people are not dumb, but computers are dumb, actually, is probably what I should be saying.
Yeah, computers are dumb. There are things that is just not thought about, I guess. But then that goes back to people because they're the ones that are creating these programs.
So, well, it's a popular colloquialism in the gay community to refer to somebody who's gay as not straight, or, you know, lesbian or bisexual or transgender. It's one of those cases it doesn't translate to a computer real well. And thus, in that case, I realized without being able to say to my Echo to play a show and I can't play it because I can't find it because I'm not saying it right to them, maybe better to make it a little more obvious. You know,
Yeah.
so as you're listening to this here now, if you go to not straight with the eight, it's going to redirect to not straight with spelled out. So, and gradually through time, I'm going to get everything migrated over. But also what that means here too is that if you subscribe to our podcast, like on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, basically you're going to have to resubscribe to the podcast eventually. There's going to be a notice put on the old one there that if you're looking for the new one, here's how you get to it.
Yeah, we can also put stuff on Facebook up for some of our listeners too, because they follow that.
Thankfully, I renamed the Facebook page already, so that's already done and everything.
Oh, good.
So if you go there, it's all taken care of and everything here. And thus, in this case, yeah, it's just, I didn't realize how much work this would be, because it's like literally tossing everything out the window that I did for years and going ahead there and basically creating a new podcast that's named exactly the same.
Yeah, that's frustrating. And also, too, dumb just, reason, too.
Exactly. And trying to keep it all straight in my mind is also kind of like hard as well. But in this case, then, yeah. So we're renaming the podcast exactly the same thing it was named before. So welcome to Not Straight Cast. So along with this here, we have an announcement is that there's also a new website called notstraight.news.
It's very cool too.
And basically what it is, it's very simple. It's a LGBTQ news aggregator. And so what we do here is that we just take all the news that we look at on these websites and put them all on one website so you can view it all in one place. And if you click on any of the links there for any of the news stories, it takes you right to the website of the actual article on the actual website. So we're not actually hosting any articles or anything. We're just basically linking out to these
articles. That's very cool. Yeah.
And it updates every few hours and everything there. So you always have like the latest news and everything there. And as they post it on the website, it gets posted on this here, and it's done all automatically there. So thank God for technology. That's all I have to say. But anyways, right now it has stuff from the Associated Press, LGBTQ Nation, Op Magazine, Pink News, Queerty, The Advocate, and The Washington Blade. Am I missing anything?
I think those are the big ones.
Mm-hmm. So, cool. Anyways.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're going to go ahead here and take a quick break before we do the news here. So I just want to let you know that Not Straight Cast is brought to you by the Not Straight Cast store in Voxonix web hosting. Want to support Not Straight Cast? Visit the notstraightcast.com/store where you can get a Not Straight Cast t-shirt, hat, bag, coffee mug, and much, much more. Along with getting some snazzy merchandise, your purchase in the notstraightcast.com/store also helps support the show. Once again, that's notstraightcast.com/store. If ensuring speed and security for your websites is a top priority for you, then search no further than Voxonix's shared website hosting plans. Voxonix uses SSD-powered servers and provides numerous site acceleration tools that will make your websites load noticeably faster. Additionally, Voxonix has deployed ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, Voxonix will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system at no cost to you. Get started with a free 30-day trial. You don't even need a credit card. At voxonix.com. That's VOXONX.com. Afterwards, it's only $4.42 per month. Visit voxonix.com to get started now. And now we are ready for the news. Becca, you have the first story, so you're the town.
So the first story that we're talking about today is queer media of 2023. Yeah, there's a lot of crappy stuff that happened to a lot of people in 2023, but it was a good year for queer media. The first one, if you haven't seen it, is Rustin. Netflix Rustin, starring Coleman Domingo as civil rights icon Baird Rustin. tells the story of the man behind orchestrating the 1963 March on Washington and his experiences as a gay black man in the 60s. Domingo portrays Rustin's passion for freedom and unapologetic queerness in the liberation space. The film's breakneck pacing doesn't miss a beat, but leaves you wanting to know more about black queer lives in past eras. And just a side note, that's something I'm excited to talk about when we get to
That's
like
awesome.
Black History Month.
Yeah.
Another one is Bottoms,
Of course.
with its highly queer title. Follows lesbian best friends at the bottom of the social hierarchy of their high school who start a fight club to seem cool and get girls to like them. It's a cult classic style teen movie and a hilarious, gritty, authentic portrayal of sapphic angst. The cast features Rachel Sennett, Ayo Edebiri, and Marshawn Lynch, who have great comedic timing when keeping the film's humanity and heart present.
Why is this called Bottoms, though?
I think it's the like it says, like the bottom of the social hierarchy. They're
Okay.
kind of like, you
Yeah.
know.
They're trying to play on top bottom kind of
Right, right.
thing there. But also, too, isn't the rule about Fight Club is that you don't talk about Fight Club?
Yeah, that's the first rule. You don't talk about Fight
Exactly.
Club. So another one is We See Each Other. That's what We See Each Other. In the world of publishing, queer authors took over the bookshelves in 2023. One of those was Treyvelle Anderson's novel, We See Each Other, a Black trans journey through TV and film, which offered a streamlined canon of Black trans representation in TV and film. It's an interactive novel using visual elements, recommended viewing guides at the end of each chapter, and a catalog of transcestors throughout history. Oh, I
It
like that.
sounds like the Black trans
Transcestors.
community has really had a glow up this year.
They have.
Yes.
And it's like the other, like what I keep circling back around to it on this show is the representation. It matters. It
It very
matters
much
to,
does.
yeah, it matters to see yourself, you know, in books, in film, on television, in commercials even, you know. So another one, The Age of Pleasure, is another non-binary creator, Janelle Monáe, gifted us a now Grammy-nominated album in 2023. The Age of Pleasure is a project that embodies freedom, exploration, and Monáe's embracing of their queer identity. From tracks like Lipstick Lover to Float, the non-binary musician entranced us to love and live life to the fullest. Their album was received so well that it sparked a significant shift for inclusion in the R&B soul music space when BET renamed its Lady of Soul Award to the Spirit of Soul Award to honor Monáe's non-binary identity.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, actually.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
Monica is another film that garnered critical acclaim, was Trace Lizette's Monica. The movie tells the story of a trans woman who returns home after decades of estrangement from her dying mother. Lisette's heartfelt performance added to the canon of trans stories on screen, making history as the first ever film led by a transgender actor to debut at the Venice Film Festival in its nearly 80-year history. Lisette also received a nomination for Best Lead Performance in Monica from the 2024 Film Independent Spirit Awards, making her the fifth trans actor nominated for a Spirit Award.
That's awesome. Awesome.
And genre television had a great year. The superhero category was flipped on its head with the Amazon Prime original Gen V versus the Boys with a spin-off just simply named Gen V. It blends superheroes, crass humor, and an ensemble cast that works well together. But what makes it the best queer media of 2023 is its Asian non-binary character Jordan, played by London Thor and Derek Leh. And their romance with the main character, a black woman named Marie, who's played by Jazz Sinclair. And while these soups juggle college, uncovering conspiracy plots, and saving the world, they still find time for romance.
Of course, of course.
His Gen V offers a very queer enemies to lovers story where Marie and Jordan duke it out for the top class ranking and eventually act on their feelings for one another. Also, the depiction of the main character with a non-binary love interest expands the realm of queerness for people of color, providing possibility models for viewers to feel seen. Representation.
Exactly. You know what? One of my favorite shows was, it was, I'm not sure if it was on Logo or something. It was Noah's Ark. You remember that show?
I vaguely, it's ringing a bell.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about a show about inclusiveness. I mean, it was basically a mainly black cast,
Okay.
but it was a very good show.
I
And I
forgot
think,
about Logo. I haven't had cable in so
yeah.
long that.
Also, too, and I mean, it's kind of like, it kind of reminds me also too of like the down lows of 2023, like Billy Eichner's movie Bros.
Billy Eichner.
Yeah,
Oh,
the guy
I
who
haven't seen it.
screams at people on the street, with a microphone.
Yeah, I'm familiar with his work.
Yeah,
He's.
his movie came out and I guess it did not do well, and then he's bitching where street people didn't give him a chance or whatnot, and it's kind of like, well, you know what, gay people didn't give you a chance either.
Have to check that out.
I'm not sure.
I
I never
don't.
saw the movie, and I'm not sure whether it was very good or not. So I'm not making any judgment on it there, but it's kind of like, you know what? It's kind of like some folks sometimes need to be knocked down a notch,
Yeah, he's very arrogant. He seems to be, anyways.
It kind of came across that way whenever he was talking about this movie, and it's kind of like, that was part of the, it was kind of like, yeah, I'll go see it, but if it's more the same kind of thing, I'm not sure if I would actually do want to see it.
Right.
So, anyways, we're on to story number two. So, you know about the sex scandal that happened in DC?
Another one.
Yes. So, apparently, there was a second one. It was the second time in less than 2 years that sexually explicit videos filmed in the U.S. Capitol prompted an investigation. A spokesperson for Representative Dan Newhouse, who's a Republican in Washington, confirmed.
Another Republican sex scandal. Imagine that.
Right? He confirmed that reports of purported unbecoming behavior by a senior staff in their office triggered an investigation last year. They added that no conclusive evidence has been found. The staffer denied that he participated in the explicit videos and disputed elements of the office's characterization of the episode. He says he was informed of the investigation in June 2022, but told by the congressman in July that it had ended with no evidence to support the allegation. He said he left in the fall of 2022 on good terms for unrelated reasons to take a job outside of Washington, D.C., and the congressman praised his work and material announcing his hire. One thing that is clear, however, there is in fact a second set of Capitol sex videos which circulated on Snapchat. So they featured in the Snapchat story of a user going by Adam J with the handle ANJackson2019. One of the videos allegedly featured a man masturbating inside of a House office building,
Oh
which
my
was
God.
identifiable by standard Capitol House furniture and carpeting. The desk,
No.
oh no, just awful. I'm reading this here. Yeah, the desk at which the videographer performed also held a branded congressional mouse pad. A screenshot of the second video shows two men engaged in a sex act in an office setting. The participants' faces are not visible in any of the material. After the video surfaced, Newhouse's office was told that the suspected participant was a member of their staff. As soon as the office was alerted, we immediately contacted the appropriate House entities to conduct an independent investigation, a spokesperson for Newhouse said, adding that the office will not be providing further comment on personnel matters. So I'm not sure. Did you see the video here of the first one, I guess, which is the one everybody's talking about?
I have not.
Yeah, basically it's a guy bent over, in the hearing room in the Capitol, basically getting reamed by somebody else.
It sounds like it's you know how pornos will do spoofs on things. Like I think there's a Twilight one. This sounds like the presidential spoof
Not by
porno.
my salad. Not in my Senate hearing room.
I can't.
Good Lord.
Oh, it never stops.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's just kind of like nothing is sacred anymore, I swear.
It's not. I mean, you got Lauren Boebert whacking off her boyfriend while she was like in a theater seeing a musical, like Beetlejuice, I think. And then they're like, she's on camera, like he's filling her up and she's stroking his log, and then
He's
wondering
showing
why
her breast,
everybody's,
stroking the
yeah,
lock.
that has the nerve to say that she's a Christian nationalist. Come on, man.
I know. It's just like, and then we had, George Santos.
Oh,
let's not
yeah,
even
that's a
get
whole
into that
thing.
because,
We could do a whole show on George
oh
Santos
my
by
God.
himself.
We could do a whole show on a variety of different topics, but
Yeah.
I don't think we do for, the betterment of our own sanity. Because
Yeah.
we can very easily.
Yeah, there's lots of rabbit holes to go down.
Exactly. Yeah, there's so many rabbit holes we can go down there that we probably would get stuck instead of rabbit hole. To the point where, it's just bad. So, yeah, if we sound pessimistic, that's why.
These are the people running our country, folks.
Yay.
Well, I guess now's time to take a break.
It is, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll be right back with more news as Not Straight Cast continues after this.
Not Straight Cast without an eighth. Welcome back to Not Straight Cast. So we took our break. We got to listen to some ads. I got a cup of coffee. You got some food, some water and stuff.
Some water. Yeah.
I got my lousy decaf coffee.
Oh, that hurts my feelings for you.
My lousy, lousy decaf. But I must say, though, Amazon has a great selection of decaf coffees. This is actually Death by Chocolate. Is the coffee
oh,
that I'm drinking right now.
Okay.
So it's chocolate flavored coffee. So it's really good.
Maybe that might make a difference. The stuff that I've bought in the stores, like decaf and half has been just revolting.
Ew. Yeah, I noticed there. That's the big thing. When I started having to drink decaf, I went to the store and I realized they had maybe one, two choices.
Yeah, they don't have a lot.
But if we go on Amazon, it's like bountiful selection of choices.
I should try that because sometimes I would like a hot cup of something in the evening. And
I did get some hot cocoa K-cups, which aren't caffeinated. They're
oh,
chocolate,
yeah.
basically, for the holiday.
Oh,
and I also
I
got
want a hot
decaf tea.
chocolate.
Which, like, a lot of teas are decaf, right?
Oh, are they? I
Well,
don't
some are,
know.
and then there's some that are caffeinated, obviously. But
Yeah.
this has decaffeinated tea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't really drink a lot of hot. I don't like hot tea very much. Occasionally, I like some fresh brewed tea, but
Do you do K-cups or do you do an actual pot of coffee?
K-cups.
K-cups? Yeah.
Yeah, I have this little one cup per person kind of coffee maker, and it just
For
it's
a
a
single person, I feel like it works really well.
yeah, it's great. I mean, like we were talking about earlier, it's like it's just me.
The nice thing I like about K-cups is like if I decide that, okay, I'm done with coffee, I'm going to have some cocoa or some tea, and I put one of those K-cups in there,
Yeah.
it doesn't taste like the other. Basically, it does like my tea or my cocoa doesn't taste like coffee.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I
Which I
haven't
think is
tried
a...
anything else in mine. I wonder if it would make a
Oh,
difference.
yeah.
I don't know.
It will taste like what it's supposed to taste like and not taste like the other thing, which is,
Oh, good.
I think, one of the advantages there of doing K-cups are. Plus... Also, too, I got a new K-cup machine, and I gave my parents my old one there, and it kind of works out well now that I can't drink regular coffee anymore, that if I want to have a cup of decaf, I can just go to my old K-cup machine, which is at their place now, and put in a K-cup and everything. And they've actually, they started liking the fact that K-cups are around. So,
Were they a
yeah.
hard sell?
They were a hard sell. They were very much like, let's make the pot of coffee. But there was also two of them there. So
Yeah, that's true.
I think a pot of coffee would make more sense if there's more than one person.
Right.
But in this case, yeah, just me, myself living alone, K-cups makes the most sense. And I love them. I tell you what.
Yeah, it's a lot less waste for me, it is, and a lot less mess than.
My only problem is that like I'll have that one cup of coffee a day. I can't even get through that whole entire cup sometimes.
I
I'll have like a third left of the coffee.
do that too. I only have like one cup a day, really. And like, I always, there's just a little wee bit left, and I'm like, yeah, man, I'm done with this.
We are obviously very broken people and we should be put away and locked up. Anyways, you have the next story, right?
I do. Well,
Yeah.
we are going to talk about heterosexism. It's a relatively new term that's being used. So, what is it? Heterosexism, sometimes referred to as homophobia, is defined as the marginalization and/or oppression of people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, queer, and/or asexual, based on the means that heterosexism is the norm, that heterosexuality is the norm. This means that heterosexism is based on the idea that romantic and/or sexual relationships and feelings between a man and woman is acceptable, and that all other relationships or feelings are unacceptable or outside the quote-unquote norm.
And I think we all grew up with that feeling, that we
Oh,
are outside the
yeah.
norm. Yeah.
Because that's, I mean, like, again, the representation, that's all you see, is straight couple, straight couple, straight couple.
Yeah,
And
exactly. There's no representation at all
no,
in our community.
and well, the statistics regarding all this, the FBI reports that all of the hate crimes reported in 2018, which are still unreported in general, 16.7% of those were people targeted because of bias against their sexual orientation. The FBI defines hate crime as a criminal offense against a person or property motivated in whole or in part by an offender's bias against race, religion, disability, sexual orientation, ethnicity, gender, or gender identity. And as of 2023, there are hundreds of proposed bills in states across the U.S. that aim to restrict the rights, freedom, and fair treatment of LGBTQ plus people, especially impacting young people, families, and schools. Prior to the 2020 Supreme Court ruling, there were only 28 states that protected people from discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and/or gender identity and employment. Housing, public accommodations, like retail stores, rental establishments, recreational facilities. And with the June 2020 SCOTUS ruling, LGBTQ plus employees in all 50 states are protected from discrimination. Although it is still illegal to be LGBTQ plus in 64 countries and several countries where the death penalty can be imposed.
Exactly. I mean, I've been waiting forever to use this sound effect, so don't take offense to this, but
No homo.
no
No
homo.
homo. Well, how does heterosexism manifest? Well, on an interpersonal level, people experience heterosexism in a wide variety of ways, including name calling and teasing, bullying, harassment, anti-gay slurs, isolation and exclusion, microaggressions, which happens way more than is talked about.
Like I just had.
Stereotypes, being judged, not being accepted or supported by family and others, and many more. It's important to note that many people, including young people, may unintentionally participate in or promote heterosexism because they don't understand its harm or because they are simply reflecting what they have learned indirectly from media, family, school, and society. And I actually have a comment about that regarding somebody that I used to be friends with. She is, I don't know if they're married or if they just have kids together, but she's her partner is a black man, and I guess they have experienced some hate and bigotry regarding that. And there was one guy that was in particularly giving her boyfriend or husband a hard time about it, and she turned around and called him a fag.
Okay.
And she
Like
said
it's
that,
basically kind of like the turnabout's fair play kind of thing. Yeah.
and she, was like, she knew that it would upset him,
Well,
that
was this
calling
guy
him.
gay?
No,
Okay.
he is straight. So she, was using that. And so I had to sit her down and tell her why this bothered me so much. And it's like
Oh,
what
wait,
I just,
so she wasn't gay either. So it was like two straight people.
no. And they were
It's
straight people.
it was kind of like trading the N-word back and forth, which never said,
And it's like, I just said that, people unintentionally or, may have engaged in that because, like, she knew that that would bother him. But when I had framed it to her that, using homophobia to counteract, like
racism.
racial bigotry, that's saying that gay is an insult. That is insulting to be called gay. Once I like explained that to her, she started looking at things in a different way, which I took it as a learning opportunity for her. But I don't think people realize just how deep that can go.
And I think a lot of it still deal with it to this day. As much
Oh,
as we like to
yeah.
put it out of our minds, we still deal with it. And
Well,
so
yeah, nearly
it's like even like
97%.
myself.
Oh,
It's even
go yeah,
myself.
go
I just
ahead.
want to live my life,
Yeah, and it's like we just want to be left the hell alone. But nearly all LGBTQ plus students heard gay used in a negative way, like that's so gay at school. 68% heard these remarks often or frequently, and 93.7 reported that they felt distressed because of the language.
And I'm even guilty of that myself because I remember I saw a videotape of me when I was 16 and I was like, oh, that's so gay. And it's like not thinking at that
Right,
time that that
right.
was a bad thing I was saying,
Yeah. 76.1% of nearly all LGBTQ plus students have experienced in-person verbal harassment, being called names or threatened at school based on sexual orientation, gender expression, or gender.
Oh, we've
60.
all gotten the drive by.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was out in Monroeville the one time with a friend of mine, and we were in some parking lot. And this car like blew by. I was like, "Thanks." And
The way you said it was just like,
how it sounded. And my friend just turns around and goes, "You're so dumb. You don't even know how to use bigotry properly. Where's Dykes?"
Get the terminology correct. Yeah, exactly.
It was a perfect response for
That
that.
is, I mean, but as gay and lesbian folks there, we deal with that and just kind of like it's like I was standing outside my work, taking my break. I was smoking a cigarette at the time, and it was just kind of like, okay, where did this come from? Fine. But I mean, you were correct, but
I think the country is started to go backwards in
very
a
much.
terrifying way.
Yes.
Because like the incident that I just mentioned, that happened like way back in 1998.
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't something that was recent, and we had
Yeah.
like people were just starting to get acclimated to accepting. And then they had to start all this crap about nuts, don't say gay, and all that wonderful stuff.
One thing that kind of makes me wonder though sometimes there is that I read a story somewhere that somebody had used the word like Noel Coward, okay? You've heard his name before. The BBC described him as queer. And people took offense to that, saying that queer is a slur.
A slur. Yeah, I've been told that myself.
But LGBTQ, what's the Q mean?
Queer.
Questioning? Yeah, or questioning. I just thought it
Is
meant
it
questioning,
question?
but you thought it meant queer. And so,
Yeah.
I mean, like, do you consider it to be a slur? I don't.
I think at one time it probably was,
Could be, yeah. Maybe a
but
nice way to refer to somebody who is homosexual.
yeah. I think that in a way, much like the black community has embraced the N-word for themselves, is that we have taken a lot of those slurs and embraced them and took the power out of them, so now
I
it's
like though,
not.
but also too, it's like only people who are in that persuasion, I guess, but for lack of a better way to put it, can say that. Like, we can say the F word, but we cannot say the N word because we
N-word.
are white.
Right. And that's not cool. And
Yeah.
I also had to explain that how, using those terms to a, somebody I used to be acquainted with, was okay for me to use. I can call myself a dyke all day long, but if somebody else calls me that, I'm gonna get pissed.
Yeah, it's just not right, you know. Just, but also too, it's kind of like, you know, it's our word in a sense, you know. It's not like it gives you the right to be able to use that word, you know.
And why would anybody be using those terms except in a derogatory way
Yeah.
if that's not who you are,
Exactly. I'm sorry I got you derailed off your
Oh,
story.
that's okay. I mean, it was relevant, so. 68% of students felt unsafe at school because of their sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression. Only one-tenth of LGBT plus students reported that school staff intervened most of the time or always when overhearing homophobic remarks at school. And 8.8% of LGBTQ plus students reported that the school staff intervened most of the time and always when overhearing negative remarks about gender expression. And that's really a pleasantly surprising because, like, I know when I was in school, teachers, like, if you were getting bullied, you were on your own.
Oh yeah.
Like, for
I remember
whatever
one of my
reason, you were
teachers
getting.
referred to Freddie Mercury as that faggot, you know, when I was talking about Queen.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just kind of like, now I think about it, you know, it's not like that ever left my mind, you know, but I think
Yeah, because
about
it
that and it's just kind
bugged
of like,
you. Yeah.
but I think it's more from a point of ignorance than anything else, where
Some of it can be
it's like, if you're not
attributed to
dealing with it
that.
every day, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh boy. You know, it's kind of like, as far as things have come, there we still have a long way to go.
We do. Like the last administration and everything that's followed since then has kicked us back 50
Oh yeah.
years of progress.
It's like we
And
were on this path forward, and all of a sudden we fell off the cliff. Talking to
yep.
this flat earther, you know.
Yeah. Barack Obama was just too much for straight white America to handle, I guess.
And so we got the antithesis of that, which
The complete opposite.
So, but anyways, to get your mind off of all the crap that's going on in this world.
Let her rip.
So basically, so everybody has been celebrating the Christmas season, everything there. Doctors, though, have warned against embracing the spirit too enthusiastically, at least where sexual relations are concerned. They discovered that the Christmas period is associated with a significant increased risk of penile fractures. A medical emergency in which the erection-producing regions of the penis snap, usually as a result of forceful bending during overenthusiastic sexual intercourse.
I was today years old when I learned that penises could break.
Snap.
Oh, God.
This injury tends to occur during wild sex, particularly in positions where you're not in direct eye contact with your partner, such as reverse cowgirl, said Dr. Nicholas Paragies, a urologist at the Ludwig Maximilian University of Munich, who led the research. Who the hell thinks that's like, hey, I want to research penis breakage? You know?
I don't even, I
Oh,
don't know.
God.
I'm just here for the ride. That's all.
The fractures are often heralded by an audible crack, followed by severe pain, rapid loss of erection, duh, and severe swelling and bruising.
Oh
When
my
patients present
gosh.
their doctor their penis, it often looks like an eggplant.
Oh my gosh. That's horrible.
So
Oh my
Paraji and his
gosh.
colleagues examined hospital data for 3,421 men who sustained penile fractures in Germany between 2005 and 2021. So the study, the first to explore seasonal patterns for this type of injury, found that such injuries were indeed more common over Christmas. In fact, if every day was like Christmas, 43% more penile fractures would have occurred in Germany from 2005 on, he said. The research, which was also published in the British Journal of Urology International, also found that the risk increased at weekends and over the summer holidays. However, New Year's Eve was not associated with an increased incident of penis injuries,
Interesting.
which is kind of surprising because if I've had sex, I can think of it more or less I've had sex more over the New Year's holiday than the Christmas holiday. So basically, the average age for sustaining these injuries is 42. So,
Maybe they're getting like Viagra in their Christmas stockings. So.
and most penile fractures occur in unconventional scenarios, like we said before, such during extramarital affairs or when sex is performed in unusual locations. Adding that most people experience this more towards like their midlife than anything else.
That's what you get for cheating, a broken
Right?
dick.
Exactly. Thank God you women don't have to put up with this.
Oh gosh, I'm thankful every day for that.
If you have no penis to break, you can't break your penis.
Have no response.
Crack. That's all I had to say.
Oh,
Or.
no homo.
Oh, God. But yeah, if we have something to top that, I think you have it.
I do. We have reached our moment of conclusion. Stephanie Maddow is an influencer, YouTuber, author, and former star of TLC's 90 Day Fiancé. But she recently launched a new business venture after realizing demand was higher for a rather unorthodox product. This November, she found lucrative part-time work bottling and selling, you ready for this? Her own farts. You've been waiting to use that all episode, haven't you?
I
Yeah.
use that all the time. I overuse
Yeah,
that,
I
but
love
anyways.
it. No, it's great. Until things went terribly wrong. Like,
Uh-oh.
oh, yeah. For 2 months, she spent her days.
Sorry.
Okay, for
We're just
2 months,
giddy, aren't we?
she spent her days farting into glass jars with flower petals adorning the inside and shipping them to fans. Remarkably, Maddow was making $50,000 per week in December through fart sales alone, and eventually sold more than $200,000 worth of farts worldwide through the adults' website, all filtered,
Unfiltered.
unfiltered. But excuse me. But in January 2021, Maddow was hospitalized for what she thought was a heart attack, but turned out to be a dangerous buildup of gas inside her body from her flatulence-inducing diet. And now she says her fart-selling days are behind her. I could tell that something was not right that evening when I was laying in bed and I could feel pressure in my stomach moving upward, she said. It was quite hard to breathe, and every time I tried to breathe in, I'd feel a pinching sensation around my heart, and that, of course, made my anxiety escalate. She said she called a friend and asked if they could come over and drive her to a hospital. She thought she was having a heart attack. It was made clear that what she was experiencing wasn't a stroke or heart attack, but very intense gas pains. And honestly, if you've ever experienced that, it is awful. It is horrible. That
I
kind of
never had bottled
cramping.
up gas to the point where I thought I was having a heart attack, but
No, I've had it in my gut where it's been like really uncomfortable. The physicians urged Maddow to change her diet and prescribed her a medication to suppress her gas. The world caught wind of this on January 4th after the 31-year-old announced that she would no longer be farting into jars and shipping them around the country. But
My
even
farting days have
so,
ended.
Stephanie Maddow remains generous. She plans to donate a portion of her income to a charity that focuses on gastric disorders. And resourceful, intending to pivot this to selling digital NFTs of farts instead of real whiffs. It actually comes at a good time because the fart business was both physically and mentally exhausting. And I'm refocusing my efforts on my fart jar NFT project, as well as a build a brand business course for girls.
Farting for money.
Farting
Be successful by farting in the jars.
for Franks. It just gets weirder and
So
weirder.
yeah, she, I guess they talk about NFTs, right?
Yeah. And, many skeptics believe that NFTs are nothing but hot air. Stephanie Maddow appears to be in luck. At least that's what she's selling, anyways.
I mean, it's just kind of like, yeah, you're basically selling nothing.
Yeah.
So,
I'm trying to imagine the kind of person that would buy a fart in a jar.
a
Like, does that
very
work?
sick individual.
Like, that's. Ugh. Oh, see,
Yes.
I just made my own stomach turn.
Oh,
Like, ugh, whoa.
good Lord. Yeah, it's just, I mean, some people are into some weird shit. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and it's like, if you could think of it, there's probably a fetish for it.
Granted, some people like farts, but you know, if you're going as far as the buying a fart in a jar from somebody,
That's dedication.
maybe you've taken it one step too far. I don't know. Or
One
one step too
step, two
fart.
fart.
Oh man, oh man.
With that being
Yeah.
said,
I think we're done.
I think we're done. We've reached the wrap up.
Yes, we have. Anyways.
Subscribe to us where all great podcasts are sold. Also, check out notstraightcast.com, which has links to our previous shows, our Facebook, Twitter, the Not Straight store, and more. Plus, Not Straight News is here to fulfill all your LGBTQ news needs.
And if you like us, please suggest us to a friend and leave a 5-star review in your favorite podcast app. Email us at feedback@notstraightcast.com. We want to thank you very much for listening to your show. And until next time, have a not straight one. Bye for now.
Bye.